Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's the Big 420 Party. Purple Haze in Largo is having a free party Wednesday, April 20th and Saturday, April 23rd from noon to 10 p.m. There'll be free giveaways, free samplings, live music, live glass blowing, and some really big sales. Food and beverage will be available at this family-friendly event. That's Purple Haze, 10999 Seminole Boulevard in Largo. Purple Haze, free party Wednesday, April 20th and Saturday, April 23rd from noon to 10 p.m.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
For the Brian Cash Clause Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Clause.
Woo! Brian will be in shortly, but for now, you're stuck with Lizette LaForge of Beacon Windows at WTAN, which stands for Wow, Talk, Action, and Networking! Yes! If you want to call in, you can go ahead and call us in today at 727-441-3000. And we are nestled here in beautiful Clearwater, serving the Tampa Bay area. And today we have a couple of special guests. We're going to be talking about business inspirational stories and a little bit of what we do here. And I'd like to introduce you to Chef Mel. Hi, Mel.
Hi.
Get closer to the mic, sweetheart.
Hello, everybody.
Great. And also Leo.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing great, Leo. So, Chef Mel, tell us a little bit about what you do.
So, I own a meal prepping company. We specialize in keto and paleo meals. We do online orders and we deliver to your house once a week. Our website is thecolorsoffood.com, which is the name of our company. And you can also reach us at 727-600-5509.
Okay, so it's thecolorsoffood.com, 727-600-5509. And in a few minutes, I'm going to ask you, what was one of your reasons for starting this business? And what's an inspirational business story you can pass on to our community?
So, Basically, I was a meal prep chef part-time, and I also worked at a nutritional company where I did a lot of keto and paleo, and I learned a lot about, you know, sugar and things like that. And I basically, when COVID hit, I lost my job because I was an events manager. And so I was like, I had to take things in my own hands. So I ended up opening the Colors of Food, and my meal prepping company, instead of like going to people's houses to cook for them, I ended up getting a kitchen and actually doing it from there and delivering, and that's how it started.
Okay, so now do you give counsel to the people who've never done keto or paleo, or how do they decide what they want from you?
Well, usually people already go to a nutritionist, or they already decided that they want to lose weight and they want to go on keto, and they get, most of the time my clients already see a nutritionist and they get told you need to do the paleo diet, or mm-hmm. it's somebody that wants to lose weight and, you know, they want to do the keto diet. And so they research and they find me, or, you know, I put myself out there like right now. So, you know, if you want to lose weight, or for example, like, just let me give you some examples. Like, I had a client that she could not sleep, and she was told by her doctor to do the keto diet. And after just 1 week of being with me and doing her keto diet, she was starting to actually sleep at night. And she came over to my kitchen, my rental kitchen. She came over to me almost in tears. She was like, I was actually able to sleep a whole night nonstop. She was super excited. Or I have another client that he's actually blind. And after being on keto for a while, he was actually seeing shadows.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really powerful diet.
So how does it work exactly? Tell people who don't know anything about keto or paleo a little bit about that.
Yes, so keto is a high-fat diet. And when you basically, your body, well, you know, when you're overweight and you basically eat more fat, low carbs, and no sugars at all, your body starts eating its own fat. And I know most people think eating high fat is bad, but... Mm-hmm. And it is, but if you do it right and you do the keto diet exactly as taught, you will lose that weight real fast. And then I recommend you move on to, once you achieved your actual ideal weight, I recommend you go into the paleo diet, which is a whole natural diet. And it's like, it's also called the caveman diet, because you eat everything that is actually out there, like meat, vegetables, natural sugar. So no white sugar, but you can have like coconut sugar, for example, maple syrup, honey, things like that. Mm-hmm. No grains in both diets. Both diets are low in carbs and low in sugars. You know, they're pretty much the same thing. The only difference is that keto is high in fats and no sugars. And paleo is no dairy at all, actually. And otherwise, they're pretty much, yeah, I
so
do both.
So describe a really wonderful and delicious meal that somebody might have.
Okay, so for example, a lasagna, okay? Everybody loves lasagna, right?
Right.
But it's made with pasta noodles that anybody on keto and paleo cannot have. Mm-hmm. But we make them with cabbage leaves.
Ah.
And I tell you, it tastes exactly like lasagna. And that's one of the meals I brought today.
That's delicious. We're going to try that. Well, before we get too busy over here, let's go ahead and talk to Mr. Leo from Purple Haze.
Hi, how are you today?
We're doing great. How are you?
Doing awesome.
So tell us a little bit about your business model.
Well, Purple Haze has been around for 28 years. I've been in Pinellas County for an awful long time. When I first started, Purple Haze was kind of like very unknown. At the time, 28 years ago, there's 5 smoke shops in Pinellas County. And now it seems like they're all over the place. We kind of cater to a lot of the local artists. So we do sell a lot of products that are made locally. I'm here on the show today to kind of tell you about the big parties that we have coming up, which is our 420 party. This is the 21st annual 420 event that we have. And for people that are into culture, they realize that 420 stands for the cannabis culture.
Okay.
So what we're doing this year is, it's a 2-day event because some people have to work on 420, which comes up on a Wednesday this year.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So for those that are working on 420, we're also doing it on 423.
Oh.
So it's Wednesday and Saturday. So both days. We're going to have a DJ DJ Speedy is going to start it off on Wednesday, 4:20. And then we have a group that comes out of Sarasota. It's called Soul Purpose. So those of you that love reggae music, come on out to the store. We're going to have a lot of giveaways, a lot of raffles, a lot of sales. Really good people show up to this event. Saturday, same thing happens. We have DJ Roland coming out. Mm-hmm. And then we have a local group called Eruption. And they've been playing for me for like 20 years.
Wow.
So they've been out there for a while. And it's a really, really good group.
Do you want some paleo catering?
Very possible. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I actually own also a catering company.
Oh, see, there you go.
That's awesome.
A match made in heaven.
Yeah, exactly. But
So which location are you having the party?
We're having it at our Seminole location, which is one of the nicer stores. It's at 10999 Seminole Boulevard. That's in Largo, 33778.
What's and, that near cross-section was?
It's right next door to Charlie and Millie's. So,
okay.
So those of you who know, Charlie and Millie's been around for 50 years. They got the best pizza in town.
Nice.
It's right next door to Charlie and Millie's on 110th and Seminole.
Okay. Yep. So just a little bit south of Almerton.
Yeah.
A few blocks, you know, half a mile.
And between
maybe.
Almerton and 102nd, North Bryan Dairy.
Yep. Is it on the east or the west side of the street?
It is on the east side.
Okay. And if they want to come out there, do they need to buy a ticket or
no,
just show
everything,
up?
No, everything is 100% free.
Okay.
Free parking. It's 100% free event.
Great.
We're going to have food, beverages, beer. We're going to have a lot of giveaways and a lot of sampling. So the nice thing about that is that people could come out, and if they haven't tried any things that we sell, they could actually try it. We are going to have live glass blowing.
That'd be fun.
And this year, we're going to have something a little bit special, which we didn't have last year. It's a guy who does a lot of local art, and he does figurines, like dolphins and manatees and turtles.
That's cool.
He's there to take requests. I want this done, and he'll make it right in front of you.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
It's going to be awesome.
So how did you get started with your business?
I was in the cannabis culture many, many years ago, and after realizing the need for a specialty shop, and talking to a lot of people, and like I said, 28 years ago, 5 stores in Pinellas County, so there wasn't that many. I ended up opening up the store in South St. Pete.
I remember that one.
Yeah,
you have such a nice logo.
Yeah, that logo was done.
It's really pretty.
It was done for us many years ago by another local company called Suncoast Neon.
Hmm.
So one of the guys there actually designed the logo for me, and it kind of stuck. And if you drive by any of my stores, you see all the neon.
Oh, yeah.
I love neon.
It's obvious.
Yeah, I love neon.
Yeah.
We do have something we're trying something new. We're going to try drive-through.
Okay.
So we do have a brand new drive-through setup. It's going to be a location that's going to be on 49th Street and 46th Avenue.
Oh, where the old shop used to be, the farm store.
The old farm store, exactly. So I basically took it, gutted it, stripped it, took everything off of it, rebuilt it. Hopefully within the next couple of months, you'll see some activity where it's actually open.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Should put a little shop next to Biff Burger in there, just a little further north, right?
yeah, definitely.
That's great. So how many shops do you have now?
Right now, we have 3 locations at this time. Mm-hmm. We have a distribution center, which we basically distribute to other stores and ourselves. And then the drive-thru is going to be our 4th location. We did end up losing our Treasure Island location. So right now I'm looking for another building. If anybody knows anybody that has a building for sale, I'm done renting.
Yes.
I'm done leasing. I'm not ever going to do it again. But in the Treasure Island, Madeira Beach, or Indian Rocks Beach area, if anybody has a building for sale, I'm your buyer.
Okay. And then as you've grown your business, what kind of lessons can you pass on to other business owners? I understand they're not in your business, but what's a general lesson that you've learned over the years? Well, I think I know one.
What's that?
Don't lease if you can afford to figure out how to buy, right?
I've made that mistake twice. I used to have a store in Madeira Beach, and I had it for 11 years. Never missed a day of rent. They decided to move. They decided to sell where that brown boxer used to be at.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 days, I had to go out.
Ouch.
And I ended up leaving, went from there to Treasure Island. Couldn't find anything that was open at the time. So I ended up renting, and the same thing applied. 5 years, I dumped over $60,000 in the building, new stucco, new ceilings, new floors, redid the whole building for this owner. And 5 years later, sorry, we want to take it over.
Right. So that's a great lesson.
Yeah. So number one, if you could afford to buy it, buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It might cost you a little bit more in the initial, but mm-hmm. you'll be happy. You'll be satisfied because in the long run, you're putting money into your own building.
Right. Because the $60,000 you'll never get back.
Never going to get back.
But you could have improved your own building.
Yeah.
We actually did that at Beacon Windows. My company I started about 13 years ago, and we worked out of the house for the first 4, 5, 6 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were just a small company.
Yeah.
But then we decided we were getting 4 vehicles now. We needed a little more space. And we looked. And it's not easy when you're trying to figure this stuff out.
Yeah.
So finally we said, you know what, let's just go a little further north. We found a phenomenal building at the corner of Stark and Elmerton, right behind the Walmart complex. And it's gone up in value probably 5 times in the 5 years we've owned it.
Exactly. Yes.
So we are working our business out of it. But we also have an asset that as I retire, I could sell or rent out or do whatever I
exactly.
want to do.
Yeah, exactly. So 10 years, 20 years down the road, you have something that's actually worth something instead of somebody kicking you out.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a number one rule. If you can, try to buy. I know this market right now is kind of tough, but they're out there. Once in a while, you get a deal.
Yeah.
Hard work, motivation, and loyalty. You know, stay loyal to your vendors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, a lot of people get into business thinking that it's easy, and it's actually harder than working for somebody.
Oh, much, yes.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize you still have your ups and downs, you know, no vacations for years.
Yep.
You can't
come out
call
up with
off.
Payroll. Yep.
Yep.
So,
yep. You too. Huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she knows it. You know, when you have your own business, everybody thinks it's all, you know, peaches and cream. And
how many employees do you have now in the stores?
It varies. I'm supposed to have 25, and I've got
that's
probably 15.
Yeah.
So that's the other issues that we're running into right now is the staff shortage.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. We know about that. You too?
Same here, yep.
How many do you have?
I have about 10,
mm-hmm.
but it's been really hard.
That's what we found
the difficult. To find the perfect person, you know?
Yeah, and somebody that actually wants to do exceptional work.
Yeah.
And repeatedly do exceptional work.
Yeah. And the loyalty also comes with that as well. And that's the, you know, the 49th Street store, it was supposed to be open over 6 months ago.
And I've watched you working on it.
Trying to find subs that want to actually work. I've been waiting. I mean, I don't want to give you a boring story, but to try to get the workers that are getting paid to work, or they don't want to show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so something that's supposed to have been open, like I said, 6 months ago, is going on another 6 months.
Right. So today we were going to talk a little bit about just business inspirational stories in general. And you said you were working for another company, and that was event planning, and then it went away because of the 2020 foolishness that we've all endured.
Yep.
In your case, what were you doing before this? Was it something related to it?
Except 28 years, I was doing the smoke shop, but I also had a stereo shop.
Okay.
And the stereo shop was called Bad to the Bone Auto.
Oh, yes.
And
I remember that.
It's the
another very cool logo.
Yeah. Logos are everything. Location is everything. So anybody that wants to grow, try to brand your name, you know, just like yourself, just try to brand that name, get yourself a cool logo, and just keep pumping it.
We did that with the lady pulling on the slider.
Yeah.
And that's a friend of mine that I took a picture of because she was cuter than me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can push pictures, you know.
Yeah.
And one day she was following my truck up Tyrone Boulevard, and she said, "Hey, are you on Tyrone?" I said, "No, that's my husband." She goes, "I'm following myself."
That's funny.
But it's so iconic, you don't need any words.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just tells you the entire story in one picture.
Yeah.
And that makes such a big difference. Well, look who's here. Mr. Brian.
A radio spot for my friend Charlie's.
Yes, we are going to interrupt for a radio spot for her, his friend Charlie's. Go ahead, just talk about Charlie's.
Okay.
This is from the BCC coupon book we are sponsoring.
Right, and they set us up out there with Philly cheesesteaks, Charlie's. They set us up with chicken. I go there like once every 2 weeks. And like, you know, like when you believe in someone, these guys are unbelievable.
That's awesome.
And they're going to be in our next magazine. So when you look at the BCC coupon book, look for Charlie's.
And I think it's amazing that Mel, the paleo keto person, is going to do a sponsor shot for Charlie's.
Right, because she's a chef, right?
Yes.
So you can appreciate good food.
Take it away, Mel.
That's true.
Right, actually, I think they have chefs there working. because their food is so good. And one thing they make is a strawberry lemonade with like real bits of strawberries in it.
Oh, wonderful. This is strawberry season, right?
Right. Yeah. Have you ever had one of those like where... Like, you ever have Rita's Italian
ice? Get stuck in between your teeth. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that fun?
It's I actually go out of my way, sometimes even just when I'm thirsty, mm-hmm. to get a couple large strawberry lemonades with the real strawberries in it from Charlie's.
All right, so where is this place?
Spend 60 seconds on doing it. And they also are going to be sponsor of the traffic report, Charlie's. So let's go. Let's see how you do. Is this your first radio spot you've done?
Yep.
So Charlie should be honored. A chef is doing the introduction for Charlie's. Go ahead.
Okay.
Take it away.
So here, Charlie's Philly Steaks. I mean, we all like Philly steak, right? Good old cheating day.
That's right. You mean you can have a cheating day?
Of course.
Well, in case that happens, we need to go to Charlie's.
Of course.
And where would we be going if we're going to Charlie's?
Well, they have three locations.
Oh, three locations? Yeah. We can cheat. We can cheat for 3 months in a row.
Actually, I'm not sure exactly how many they have total.
But they're all amazing.
Right. There's like 500 locations.
Oh, well, we're going to just talk about these three.
Okay.
Go. Hit it.
Right. All right. Well, there's one in Largo on 9080 Almerton Road. And there's another one on 2300 Gulf Tubay Boulevard in Clearwater. And another one on 1804 Main Street in Dunedin.
Cool.
Sorry, I'm Italian.
Yep, so Largo, Clearwater, and Dunedin. You can get Charlie's. And what's the phone number?
They have three phone numbers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here we go. So the Largo location, it's 727-270-7705. The Clearwater location is 727-286-7513. And the Dunedin location is 727-400-4310.
Awesome. Charlie's, we're coming your way. Now, not to be left out is Leo. And who are we going to talk about, Leo, besides you?
We are going to talk about Pole Fitness. And it's a brand new place that they're having a grand opening. Okay, this location is in Port Richey, and they're at 8836 U.S. Highway 19 North. Now, they have cardio and strength building. They have mental well-being, okay? And we're here for all your pole fitness needs. So I guess this is a workout place that uses poles to be able to get fit. They do have exclusive memberships. Now, the phone number is 727-237-0971, and then also 727-249-6863. Now, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the radio station.
And are they having a grand opening?
And they are having a grand opening. There's no date on here, but they are having exclusive memberships that includes waist training, fitness jump ropes, motivation water bottles, workout outfits, so make sure you ask about that as well.
Sounds like fun.
But make sure you tell them that you heard it on the radio station, and it's Pole Fitness.
You should have them at your event.
Yeah, I should.
Because if you could get them to bring their poles down there and teaching people how to do it.
Right, you know what, it's just real quick. It's like Tai Chi, right, but with a pole.
Sounds this, like a plan.
It's like it's because, you know, you ever see how they do that Tai Chi stuff where they stretch and do all that?
That's not Chinese food, right?
No, it's not Chinese food.
Just want to make sure we're like, just clobbering you with food at MSG.
But the pole fitness is the idea is you stretch and you use the pole to balance you.
Correct.
And if you think stretching is so important, do you know who used to do that? Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice of the San Francisco. He's considered one of the greatest
pole dancers?
Well, no, but he said that he would do ballet in pole stretching. I saw him in an interview.
Very cool.
And someone considers you think of a football player doing ballet, right? Like he's got to touch his toes to get in bounds and stuff. It sounds crazy, or poles, but he used to do that, and also he would go in a pool.
Right.
And exercise in a pool. But he really stresses the pole thing. It helps you hold on and do the stretching. It's really good, the pole fitness thing.
That's awesome.
I wonder if I put some poles out there, I might get shut down. I don't know.
I know, it sounds
well,
fun.
If you have them come with an actual qualified business as a part of your event, I think that might be okay.
No, that's definitely cool. I would probably want to try this. I would definitely want to try it.
All right, Bobby, we need to hear
about
the reports.
Head on out to break.
We're going to do a traffic report, and it's sponsored by
The colors of food.
And Charlie's.
And Charlie's.
Just food everywhere.
But Mel is more important,
just
right?
Just don't eat it while you're driving and have an accident.
But yeah, just know that Charlie's does a great job, and they make everything fresh to order. And then Mel, Chef Mel.
Oh, I do paleo and keto meals.
Right, is sponsoring this traffic report.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
All right, good afternoon, Tampa Bay 531 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. This BCC coupon book traffic report brought to you by Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks with locations in Largo, Clearwater, and Dunedin. You can order online at www.charlies.com. The only incidents we're looking at right now is southbound 275 around 38th Avenue and northbound 275, both at the Malfunction Junction and up by Bush Boulevard. That's really all you got for your traffic. Now, weather-wise, we have some strong line of storms with lightning and gusty wind entering our listening area from the north up in the Pasco area. So take a little extra time out there on the roads. Tonight's low 69 degrees and 90% chance of rain. Tomorrow, high 77, 50% chance of rain. Current temperatures, Steffer Hills, 81 degrees. Dade City, 80 degrees. And right here in downtown Clearwater, 78 degrees. Again, this was brought to you by Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks. Order online at charlies.com. Now, back to the BCC Coupon Book Show.
Talk about?
Yes, of course. So, I wanted to tell a little bit more about my story.
Because, I would love to hear that.
Yeah, because it started during COVID, and it was really rough. Because nobody was hiring, and I have a little kid, and... You know, it was really rough because no work, you know, and I was all alone and what am I going to do, you know? So, well, I wasn't all alone, actually. I don't know why I said that, but I have a husband and I have a 6-year-old son, which at the time was four. And
but being quarantined, it was your family and no one else.
Exactly.
And no events. Yeah, that's alone.
Yeah, and the work and nobody was hiring
of course.
I was looking and looking for months. And so I decided to take things in my own hand. And that's when I decided to basically, as I was a private chef, I decided to increase on that. And it became full time real fast. But it was insane because I was driving from house to house, from house to house. And it was just a circle and so much gas. And
trying to get everything ready at the right time.
Yes.
Because they all want to eat at the same time.
Well,
approximately.
I would go to their house once or twice a week, prepare the food for the whole week kind of a thing.
Got
so
it.
that wasn't really much of a problem. But
and how did you get your clients?
You know, people just... contacted me.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, you know, once I did one or two people, word started spreading and there you go.
Good food.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and needed as well, you
right.
know. So basically, you know, also like if somebody's out of salt, you know, and I'm like, oh, which client was out of salt again? And then
right.
I buy somebody extra salt. It was just like, oh my God, it was just crazy. So I ended up getting a commercial kitchen. And because English is my second language, it was really hard to go through all the documents and research.
Where are you from originally?
Italy.
Italy, okay. No wonder you cook good.
Yeah. So I get told.
That's right.
So, yes, it was rough. But, you know, also I was very scared to start our own business.
Right.
You know, like you want to talk about business, this is talk about business.
Terrifying.
It's terrifying, yes. Especially for... You know, I'm young. I'm in my 30s now, but I started when I was like my 28.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having a family and starting a new business during COVID, you know, it's really risky.
Sure.
And it was really nerve-wracking. But, you know, I just went in, you know, and I just did it. And
one
finally,
step in front of the other.
Yeah.
One foot at a time.
Yeah, but I literally just dived in because I was like... There's
yeah.
no way I'm going to be just jobless, and
right.
I just did it.
That's
and
great.
Yeah, it worked really great. And also, I'm actually a pastry chef.
Mm-hmm.
So due to that, I also implemented, well, originally, the colors of food was not only meal prepping, but we also did catering and bakery.
Okay.
But it didn't really fit together very well. Because,
right.
I mean, meal prepping is keto and paleo, then you put desserts in there.
And they're not allowed to eat that.
Yeah, exactly.
Even
work.
If you go to Charlie's once a month.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, I divided the company into three.
Okay.
So now the Colors of Food is only meal prepping for keto and paleo. And if you want to order, you go to thecolorsoffood.com. And you can go right there and see all of our menu, which changes weekly. And you place your order by Thursday at noon, and you receive it on Tuesday.
Okay.
And you can pick between delivery or
pick up.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're based in Clearwater area.
Yeah, central Clearwater.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. We have clients all the way down to St. Pete. And we also do custom orders, like if you're like on paleo but can have dairy kind of a thing, like we can mix it up together. Mm-hmm. So if you're on a special diet also.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you work with nutritionists in the area?
I do have flyers in the Clearwater nutritionists area. If you have a nutritional company, let me know and I'll give you flyers. We have I actually brought a coupon with me for first-time buyers, and you're able to go to my website. I brought a coupon.
Okay, perfect.
You can go to my website. When you place your order, it's going to ask you if you have a coupon code, and it's Food for Life, like F-O-O-D, four, like the number four, and Life, L-I-F-E.
There was a book called that once, I believe.
Really?
Food for Life, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, before we get going on some more inspirational stories, Brian would like me to talk about Safe and Sound window tinting. It's premium window tinting. They can start at $89.95 with window tinting, auto detailing, the complete body shop, a leather and upholstery, custom accessories, 813-881-0098. At www.autosafeandsound.com.
Interview this lady.
And we have Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
You guys chime in, too.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Tell us about you, Brenda. We're looking to see what kind of amazing and inspirational stories you have.
Okay. Well, I started Reiki healing about 7 years ago. And I have a studio, it's energy therapy, so you're clearing your energy points, your chakras, and I've been doing this, teaching it also, teach people how to be Reiki as well, for 7 years, and I just moved from St. Pete to Pinellas Park.
Nice.
I'm now at the Blissful Beginnings Reiki Wellness Center, and loving it. And I hold a monthly Reiki share twice a month. And people, even if you're not a Reiki practitioner, you can come and receive little mini treatments from all the practitioners who do come. So I do that the first Monday of each month from 6 to 7:30.
That sounds lovely. And where is that again?
It's Blissful Beginnings Wellness and Yoga Center.
And that is where?
At 9365 Highway 19 North.
Okay.
In Pinellas Park.
Got it. And if they want to reach you directly, what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, my cell phone is 727-259-5240. Or they can email me at brendareikihealing@gmail.com.
All right. That's Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A. Reiki, yeah.
R-E-I-K-I.
Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G @gmail.com.
That's right.
Very good, Brenda. It was lovely talking to you. What's your most inspirational business story?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about how I got started.
Yeah.
I started in around the same age as you did in being adventurous in business. Up until then, funny enough, I cleaned houses for a living.
Oh, yeah,
which was okay. I mean, we did all right. But I happened to clean the president of Home Shopping Network's house, unbeknownst to me. And funny enough, I brought some products to his attention. I didn't realize he was the president. And that resulted in those products selling 10,000 units in 8 minutes. I didn't know that. I found out later, 3 months after, you know, when it takes a long time for TV, for things like that. And the wife said, my husband left you this note. This was so long ago, it was before internet. And the note said, please say thank you to the cleaning lady. The show was a resounding success. So my inspirational business story for people today is, look, if you don't know what you want to do and you're in your late 20s or early 30s, it's okay. But if you see an opportunity, do not hesitate to jump in, because when that lady left, once I realized the power of what was happening, I immediately called Home Shopping, because the initials on this little note that said the show was a resounding success was CH. And I called Home Shopping and I said, hi, I'm looking for, remember, I'm a cleaning lady. I don't know anything. I'm a dummy.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I'm scared to death. Lady of the house is out. I mean, I've done cleaned her five bathrooms. I'm going to just call. So I pick up the phone. I call. I'm shaking. My knees are knocking. I never had my knees knock before, but man, they were just banging all over the place. And I'm thinking, oh, goodness, what's going to happen now? And I said to the woman on the phone, do you know anybody that buys things with the initial CH? And she said, would that be Kathy? And I said, are there any other CHs? She said, no. I said, I'll take that one then. I left her a voicemail and said, hi, I'm the cleaning lady. If you're the right person, I just want to say thank you for your thank you. And that's what started me down the path of sales.
What was the items you were selling?
I ended up selling a lot of craft items and some food items. From that start of being scared to death, yeah, I went on to sell 100 times. But what I actually learned is how to sell in the next year and a half as I was doing that.
Yeah.
And once you understand that, you can sell anything.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you're doing it from the heart, it's easy to sell just about anything. So that's my inspirational business story for today.
That's great.
Brian?
Yes, we got Jay on the line, but I wanted to say something about Charlie's. Look at this. Like, when you look at it, I just had a sandwich, and I know you, like, you beat a dead horse, but this Charlie's is unbelievable, the freshest.
I also want you to look at what Mel brought, because she personally made this. She made this.
Look at this. Oh, taking this home. Look at this.
Yes.
Yes. So this is all
not that we don't want to be happy to talk to Charlie.
Well, yeah.
But we have Mel here.
Give the Charlie's again. Can you do that for me, Mel? The Charlie's. Yes.
So, Charlie's Philly Steaks, and it's located in Largo, Clearwater, and Dunedin. And I kind of like this coupon here, free ice cream cone with any purchase. That's my favorite coupon.
Yeah, and then they have actually another coupon they're going to put in the new book where they're going to give away free drink and French fries with any sandwich purchase. So it's a $5 value approximately, a little less, a little more. Mm. But so if you purchase 10 sandwiches, you get $50 worth of free French fries and drinks.
Wow.
So it's good for the entire party. So in other words, you buy a sandwich, they turn it into a combo.
That's awesome. Now, there is a couple more people in your coupon book that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Because as a business owner, we have a fleet of trucks, and we also are always looking for advertising and so forth, which obviously we use you as one of our main advertisers.
But just real quick, because he only has 4%. Jay, you there? He said his phone was at 4%. Do him first, and then do your...
Jay?
I got a little start.
Jay from Jay's Treasures, you there?
Hi, Jay.
I'm here, buddy.
Talk, man.
Hey, I was waiting on you guys. What's going on?
We want to hear your story in 4% or less.
Don't get me started. No, I just found the cord for my charger and my phone to survive a little longer. But yeah, you know, how's everybody doing today? I hope everybody's doing well.
We're doing great.
Jay's Treasures. You know, I'm a modern-day rock star, also known as a modern-day treasure hunter in the flesh.
That's awesome. And what do you treasure hunt for, sir?
When I was a little boy, I used to bury a ring, and I would dig it up every day and find it and become a treasure hunter. And one day I lost the ring in my backyard and found a Native American artifact buried in my backyard at 5 years old, and I told myself I was going to grow up and become the treasure man. So I started collecting antiques to figure out how they work. The older I got, the older antiques I bought. And then I grew up and found the oldest antiques in the world were the rocks that we're surrounded by every day.
Right.
So literally, I dug so deep, I found myself surrounded. And now that I climbed out, they're calling me a rock star.
That's awesome. You found God's antiques.
Oh, they are. They are. They're actually, I call them dedication marks of the earth. You know, they show that even on your worst day, you can make it your best. You know, volcanoes erupting, tectonic plates flapping back. We got meteor strikes slamming down to the ground. And after all that pressure, they made their worst day their best and never gave up on their dreams to become a treasure.
So now that is a business inspiration story. What you just said right there is exactly what people need to do in life, correct?
That's what I'm here for. I'm ready to make everybody's worst day their best, to tell them to never give up on their dreams. You know, because even an inanimate object like a rock, all the, you know, the dedication, the performance that it had to endure to get to the level that it's at, You know, it's a miracle. It's a miracle right in your hand. So it shows that miracles do exist, dreams do come true, and all you got to do is look deep within yourself. Because, you know, we're all rock stars and we got to stick together. We're actually made from dirt, and no one even realizes it. You know, so there these fallen soldiers, these rocks that they're surrounded by every day, these are actually our ancestors of the past. You know, and no one even realizes it. You know, if you Google right now what's in a human body, it's going to say all rocks. It's going to say we have gold, silver, platinum, iron, calcium. I could go on and on. You know, there's 83 same trace elements that is in a human body is in pink Himalayan salt.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you telling us about that today. I need to get to another sponsor. I'm going to feature today Lim's Auto Body. As I was saying earlier, as a business owner, we take all of our needs to Lim's whenever somebody hits our car.
What a small world.
Small world, yes. I've known Lim for 10 years. And I'll tell you, another one that I really enjoy is Eric from Minuteman Press at Largo. He turns things around so quick. And I took a friend there and said, here, use them to make your wedding invitations. She said it was the best service she'd ever had from a printer.
Wow.
She was absolutely thrilled with the work.
Do you know who's helped me out the most in my business?
Tell me.
Eric. He bought windows for my guy for windows. I can tell you like 7 deals he did with people. And this is years ago before I, you know, met you, but...
Oh, I fix sliding glass doors.
Right.
So we don't want to go after the window business.
Yeah. But like
we're bad to the bone with the sliders, man.
Yeah. He got a mortgage. He refinanced his house through my mortgage guy.
That's awesome.
Do you see what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
where's Ray, by the way?
He's not here. I don't know.
We're missing him.
Ray is missed.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, what's your favorite business inspirational story? Whether it's about the BCC book or something else in your life?
Well, it was really the story from 7-Eleven that I was telling Armin from Charlie's, you know, cheesesteak. Is this lady, it was undercover boss, right? And this one 7-Eleven had 500% increase in sales. So the guy from undercover boss wanted to know, why was this one 7-Eleven working so much better than all the others?
Mm-hmm.
And every time I watched it, I would cry. This lady there, she would stay by the coffee machine, and they called her mom. And she gave up her only kidney to save someone, even though she has bad kidneys in her family, to save a family member. And people would drive from all over the place to go see her, and they called her mom. So when you say people can't make a difference in a business, this is what me and Armin were talking about from Charlie's cheesesteaks, is that people do make a difference.
Right.
Right? Customer service. Why did that 7-Eleven do 500% more in sales than all the other 7-Elevens? And then the guy interviewed the people that were coming there. Some people would drive from 20 miles just to see her. And everybody hugged her and called her mom. So that's my most inspirational business story where I've seen that customer service does matter.
Made the difference.
That's
well,
my best.
And I will say also that as a customer of yours, I think your customer service is excellent. You're a good communicator, and you work really hard for the people in the coupon book, and you're very picky about who goes into the coupon book because you want your end users to be well served.
Right. I just had someone call me from Brandon that wanted it to be in the book, and I told him no. Not that I couldn't help him. It's just that why would someone that's in Brandon do an ad with me? Right? Do an ad with a local magazine, and they couldn't believe it. Can you do the ad for Maple Lanes?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to Megan at Maple Lanes. Now, I guess this is a bowling center. It also has arcade games, and it also has a sports bar. It's good, clean, fun. It's right up your alley, no pun intended. Summer fun leagues are forming now, so if you guys have any leagues, you want to definitely start them now. It's located in Clearwater, and the address is 27867 U.S. 19 North in Clearwater. They're open 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. Sunday through Thursday. Fridays and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning. So that's some really good fun after hours. And again, this is Megan at Maple Lanes. Make sure you guys mention that you heard about from the radio station.
You know, something? I believe I was just bowled over by that incredible ad.
Can you interview my friend Lizette and ask her what she does for a living? She's very selfless, and that's spiritual because...
Lizette, what do you do for a living?
I sell stuff. No, actually, now I own a sliding glass door repair company.
Okay.
So I started that about 13 years ago, and I got my license as a window contractor. But I realized that there was an actual gaping need in refurbishment work because a lot of people don't have the money for these new impact doors.
Right.
And I'll tell you another little surprise that we were not expecting, but it came to be true. The impact industry, because it's so heavy, the individual sliding glass doors, and because there's so many different layers in between, there's glass and various kinds of things to keep you safe, they tend to separate and delaminate.
Yeah.
So somebody who buys a sliding glass door, you know, maybe they have a 50-year-old door that they're replacing, they're never going to get 50 more years. Right. If they're lucky, they'll get 20. Many times they're going to start to see separation before 10 years. And that means you can't see through the window well. So once we realized that, and we realized you could do things like weather strip and make things more efficient, we really focused on that. And we've done over 50,000 doors. And then we subspecialize in working with water intruding up and underneath the door system where somebody might be having a leak to their neighbor below. So sliderrepair.com is what we do, and we can help people save many thousands over buying new and give them a quality result.
Right. Now, I know this happened to me. Now, what would you do in a situation where a person did have a double insulated door and you start getting that fogginess inside of it?
Most of the time, that can be replaced with another piece of insulated glass.
Okay.
And if you say you have a two-panel door, maybe both are going or they're around the same time going.
Yeah.
At that point, when you're getting the insulated glass, it might be nice to put some low E in it so you can have a little sun defense as well.
Right.
Even if it's just two panes of glass. And no, you don't need a permit for that. And no, you don't have to upgrade to Impact. And I'm going to tell you another little surprise. Impact sliding glass doors or windows can still break with an aggressive banging from the outside, like a tree limb or something.
Yeah.
So if you have qualified hurricane protection, you should put it up in the event of a major storm.
Right.
You might be okay on a one, but if it's going to be past that, start looking at things on your windows, even if you have hurricane windows. Otherwise, you're going to be in line with every other Yahoo trying to find glass.
Now, do you also do like commercial doors? Like, I know there's a lot of places that get broken into. Do you also repair or replace?
Nope, different commercial? Kind of system. I do have people I refer for that.
Do you? Okay,
yeah.
Great.
And I do sometimes occasionally do windows, but most of the time I refer that business as well.
Okay.
I look for lots of referral partners. We actually work with quite a few window companies
that
they need somebody like us because they've installed something 5, 7, 10 years ago and it's no longer functioning well and they don't want to sell them again.
I need to.
So they give them a chance to, you know, revive that life for as long as we can.
Right. You've been doing it for how long?
I started the company 13 years ago.
So you have the knowledge
that
most people don't have.
We know doors like nobody's business. Yes, we figured that out. Like I said, our business is on a roll. We keep you on track. And I don't care what your problem is. I can get a handle on it.
Yeah, that's something that a lot of people don't realize. If you go to a person that's been in business for a while, they know all the secrets.
They know all the ins and outs. Yeah.
Where to get parts that you can't get.
All the crazy stuff that happens that you would say, no, that didn't happen. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. Yeah. And I kid people all the time. I tell them, we hire part-time strippers. Weather strippers. Because you want efficiency, right?
Yeah.
The only way you're going to get the outside to stay outside is keep your doors straight and put the fluffy back in.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true even for Impact. Now, we have another lovely guest here, Sharon. Tell us a little bit about
Vecchione.
You.
Hey, I'm Sharon Vecchione with Coldwell Banker Realty. How are you?
See, I love working with realtors.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because we save their sales.
Yes, you
with
do.
With sliding glass doors, sometimes that can be a real sticking point. And when they don't want to invest a whole lot of money to fix it, to buy new, because A, it's a 7 or 8 month wait, and secondly, you also are looking at a lot of money, that's when we come in. So tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, right now I am trying to help a lot of buyers try to find a house. And, you know, the inventory is very low.
Right.
And lately, everything that I'm looking at needs a lot of work.
Right.
So it's a cash seller that's not wanting to fix anything.
Right.
And I have people that are using down payment assistance programs that won't that won't work.
Right.
And then I do have sellers right now that are selling homes that I'm about to put on the market. And yeah, he might need some doors. They have older windows that that buyer might come in and say those are outdated windows or those Egon, is that what
Argon.
It's called?
Yeah, Argon.
Is that Argon or are those hurricane proof? What's the proper terminology for that?
Impact windows.
Impact windows. No, they're not. That'll affect their insurance.
Right.
So I am a real estate agent that's been in the business for over 20 years. I've been licensed in 4 states. Mm-hmm. I was in Massachusetts.
Nice, me too.
Mississippi and Tennessee.
Wow.
And I have had a successful career. My background is a real estate paralegal. Mm-hmm. And I decided to move back home. So I have been back home for about 3 years.
Nice.
And I'm just so excited to be here with Coldwell Banker, and we have a lot of services. We have a program called Revitalize, and Revitalize will fix it up with nothing up front.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I have a seller that wants to replace that sliding glass window.
Mm-hmm.
So I could call your company. I could use Angie's List to find you as a vendor because I got to get you on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go ahead and come in, they inspect with your services, and then we go ahead and front the money and fix it up. And it's a win-win for the buyer and the seller.
So they take it out, the cost and of the house when it sells?
At closing, mm-hmm. we have an invoice with the title company. We have to use Sunbelt Title,
mm-hmm.
and we pay for it then, but we pay you up front.
Yes, a lot of interesting things happening in that real estate market that are unique like that, where they're looking for that edge to help the buyer or the seller or both.
Well, see, that's the unique feature of Coldwell Banker. We are the only real estate firm out there that has a lot of these tools
mm-hmm.
because we are a corporation. Okay, we're not a franchise.
Got it.
So the corporation, we also have other tools that a lot of other companies don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I have listing concierge services. So our listings, if I purchase a listing concierge package for my seller, their home actually goes on TV on Sundays.
Okay.
And we actually do advertising on 60 different websites. We do target marketing. I do professional brochures. I do tons of open houses for people.
Where do you primarily specialize? Beach Coast or?
Primarily, I'm in the Palm Harbor, Tarpon Springs. I've gone down to Gulfport. I've gone all the way up to Hudson. I mean,
So you're all over Pinellas County and
basically,
into Pasco.
Basically, and Pasco. Mm-hmm. And then I do like West Chase.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever the needs are, I try to service those clients.
So I have a question for you. A house across the street from us listed for $440, but when I looked it up on Zillow, it was $453.
Why are you using Zillow?
Well, I just was looking.
Uh-huh.
I should have been a Coldwell Banker.
You should have called me.
No, I was just curious because it looks like it's selling for $13,000 more than they originally posted it for. And I was just wondering how that happens.
Okay, so how that happens is Zillow is using some outdated information because they're not real estate agents.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Zillow and I love Realtor.com and Trulia and all those other paid advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that information is a source for people to use,
mm-hmm.
but it's not accurate.
Okay.
So you need a professional real estate agent to be able to go in, look at the property, see the condition of the property, see the age of the property, look at the square footage. And then when I do a professional comparative market analysis, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to see the sales in the last 6 months. We are even looking at 3 month sales because it's changing so rapidly.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good job.
Just because there's only a minute to go. Charlie's 100% USDA choice steak. I caught that. I didn't even realize that. 100%. That means it's real. You know, like, I'm not going to say other companies, they use fake meat. This is 100%. Armin makes the difference is what I was talking about too. He reminds me of the lady at 7-Eleven. He's the reason why. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a team effort, but Armin really makes it happen there at Charlie's, what is it called? Sandwich shop.
We love you, goodbye!
Okay, so anybody go around the
thank you.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.